This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, right after the break, we're going to start taking calls. And I want to talk about the woman's, I don't know, what do I call it, the parade today. And I always say that because I don't really know what it was all about. A day without a woman. And some people that were, and I mean this in a loving way, I really, because I don't want anybody to get insulted. Yeah, I don't always say it the right way. But, you know, some people were putting up pictures of their moms and lost moms and aunts and family members, and, you know, here's the woman in my life. And I get that. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. And I think that's perfect. That's exactly what we should be doing. But I don't need a day to do that. I do that all year long. There are women in my life that I do this with all year long, as you should be also. That's why I hate, I hate the Hallmark holidays, right? You know, all the money that the guys spend on Valentine's Day for their women, if you would. Not that you don't deserve it, because I know somebody's going to say, yeah, well, I don't deserve it. Wouldn't you rather have that couple $100 towards something else? $300, $400, $500 bucks. Do you really need a $300 dinner or $200 dinner, $150 roses and whatever else you get that could be used for something else? That's all I'm saying. So, no, I don't need. Now, there are some women we could go a day with. We could go a couple of years without some women, Pelosi being one of them. Let me see. Then I wouldn't have a job. Like Sheila Jackson Lee, Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz. I mean, we got a whole list. We could spend a whole hour listing these names out. So Pelosi has decided that you know, the sky is falling. That there's nothing else worse that could happen when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, which is, you know, jokingly as we say, but it's not really not jokingly, it's true. Isn't so affordable now, is it? Let's take a listen.
Republicans go to a more extreme place. This will make millions of people. It's a question of 10, 15, 20 million people off of having health insurance. It will be the biggest transfer of wealth from low and middle income people to wealthy people in our country. You don't.
She said it's the biggest transfer of wealth from poor people to wealthy people in our country. Now, I'm not trying to be funny about this, but it is kind of funny. When did poor people have money? If you're poor, you have no money. And the people that have been getting screwed the worst under Obamacare are the poor people. You know why? Because they can't afford Obamacare. And so what happens? See, the government already has their money. This is the sham. So these poor people, they get a $2,000 or $2,100 back from the government. And you know what happens? They take $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 in fines and penalties off the top because they don't have health care. So if you're going to deal with this, at least be honest about it, Nancy. It's a joke. Take a listen.
Think of it that way. That's why we say to them, show us the numbers. Show us the numbers of
No. Come on. Now, you know how this works. We have to pass the bill first so we can see all the numbers and everything in the bill, right? I mean, your own words. I'm just trying to do it your way, Nancy.
What the impact is personally on people. Show us the numbers as to how many people will be thrown off.
I got some numbers for you, Nancy. Okay. First of all, you want to talk about people who have been thrown off. When Obamacare hit, I don't know if you guys remember this, 6 million people were thrown off of healthcare. Their businesses, their employees, employers and others, all of a sudden the healthcare plans they had didn't match up. So they had to move over to Obamacare. Because their employers couldn't afford the plans that Obamacare wanted them to have. Their premiums were higher, their deductibles were higher, and their co-pays were higher. Nancy, how did that help anybody? And within the next year, you're going to see some states go up 140% on the premiums, some 45%, some 61%. This is why I say to you, this is lunacy. This is a sickness.
It is real. It couldn't be worse.
But the plan does keep in place some elements of Obamacare. Coverage for pre-existing condition, allowing children to remain on their parents' plan until they're 26 years old. No lifetime caps. So isn't it better than at least just scrapping the whole thing?
No, it isn't. And it isn't for this reason. Because in order to do those things, when we put the Affordable Care Act together, and maybe this gives us a great opportunity to brag about the Affordable Care Act, you have to have a pool of people to be insured. They don't talk about how much it's going to cost. Pre-existing.
Yeah, we are talking about, and that pool she's talking about is all the young people that didn't sign up. But they wouldn't tell you that. So the pool that she refers to is they were looking for a pool of young people that would be paying into it and not using it. And that was going to take care of the old people, and she specifically called out the pre-existing conditions there. Because they needed that money. They needed the young people paying into it that weren't going to doctors to be able to take care of all the people that already had, you know, pre-existing conditions for that money to go in there. Didn't work that way. Think about that. Didn't work that way. You had all those fines going out.
Conditions coverage is very, very expensive. You talked about $2,000, $4,000. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about something that is manageable.
Huh? You're don't even know what to do with that. There's so many misleading, mistruths, lies in that. I don't even know where to start with that. People's premiums went up between $2,000 and $4,000 a year. So if she's complaining that it looks like that's what's going to happen under the new law, between $2,000 and $4,000, that's too much for people to wrap their mind around or wallets around, then she's in la-la land. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the fog. Meantime,
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, please be part of the conversation. Just don't sit there yelling at the radio. It doesn't do any good. It fixes absolutely nothing. I need to know what you think. And speaking of that, hey, head up to my website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a million things you can do up there, including buy my book. Please buy it. Look, I have the same set of shirts. I need new shirts, and it helps me. The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, we could take care of in just minutes. Really, it's I call it a bathroom read now. I mean, you really could get through this book in a relatively short period of time. I know, that doesn't sound quite right, but people know what I mean. Anyhow, you just learn. You get informed. You get engaged. And that's how you fix it. So listen, here's the deal. If you were involved in a woman's protest today... in any way, shape, manner, or form. That means you're just a woman that, and I don't mean you're just a woman, so get over it. But you're a woman, maybe you stayed home today. Maybe you went shopping today. Maybe you went to work today. But I don't, you know, the feeble male, white male that I am with all my whiteness, I don't quite get it. I don't need a day without a woman, a day without you around to appreciate you. All right, so let's go to the lines. We've got Mel out of Los Angeles. Mel, thanks for calling.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I kind of with you. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. So what is it? You left your man today. You got in line, and you did the whole parade thing because we all hate women, right?
No. Actually, I agree with you on this one. I have no idea what this day is about. I think it's pointless. I did work today, and I did go shopping, so I don't know what these women are marching about. It baffles me.
Yeah, I don't. My understanding is it's a pre-protest of what Trump's going to do to women. Now, everything I've read about Donald Trump, with the exception of some of the nasties that they put out there, he has been one of the greatest champions of women in the professional world. And I still don't get what they're protesting. They're afraid he's going to take away women's rights. Do you have any fears like that?
No, absolutely not. And a lot of it, I think, is they're just still bitter because Hillary didn't win, and you know, she was their champion, and Donald Trump did win. So it's just them going on and complaining still about the election. And I think a lot of it does have to do with Planned Parenthood. A lot of these women, you know, they're very pro-abortion, and you know, they fear that Donald Trump is going to put a stop to Planned Parenthood, and I think that's behind a lot of it as well.
Yeah, what do you think? The one woman went off today, one of the interviews, and she said, you know, the proof that Donald Trump doesn't care about women's rights is because, you know, he stopped the Planned Parenthood money from going down to Mexico. And my thought in my head was, that had nothing to do with women to speak of. I don't want my money, I don't want my American taxpayer dollars going down to help Mexican women or foreign women. I want it to stay right here to help the people here, the homeless vets and other homeless people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a ridiculous argument. How could you even say that? You know, that makes no sense at all. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I think the money should stay here. That's for sure. And who cares about Planned Parenthood? Should be.
You didn't wear a red shirt today. You don't feel like you're held down as a woman and that kind of thing, right?
No, not at all. I didn't wear red, and I don't need a bunch of women marching around to make me feel better about myself. I already feel good about myself as a female, and, you know, I don't know how you're proving your point by not working today, and, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like counterintuitive to what they really want to do and the point they're trying to make. So, yeah, I was totally against the march today. So,
right. Mel, thanks for taking some time to call me. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Bye. You know, think about this. When what if you didn't go to work? Ladies, forgive me. I'm not really trying to make fun of you. But what if you didn't go to work today, right? And the place is still there tomorrow. What if your boss is sitting there and saying, well, you know what? Seven of you were gone yesterday. And, you know, we actually got more work done. And, I need to rethink this. Let's go to Carla in Southern California. Carla, thanks for calling tonight.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Very good. So were you in the march today? Were you? Did you wear red, or were you in the march? Do you feel like that Trump is going to take something away from you?
Well, I was on a regularly scheduled day off today, and so I'm going to work tomorrow. Had it been a work day, I would have went to work. I think this whole women's march thing is absurd. I think it's selfish. I think it's pointless. And I don't feel like I've had anything taken from me or I'm going to get anything taken from me. I've got the same rights, male or female, as anybody else in this country. This whole thing's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you're from California, especially in California, where this thing is always shoved in our face about, you know, equal rights for women and others and what have you. You've got just as many opportunities. At least, again, I'm a male, so maybe I just don't get it. But I think women have just as many opportunities in the boardroom and to get the same jobs and truly get the same pay if they fight for it that everybody gets. Look, Carly Fiorina.
I totally agree with that. Right. Right. Let me put this in a little perspective. I've been married to the same man for 32 years.
Wow, God bless
you. He's disabled and on Social Security. So I went to work. I've worked most of my life, but I bumped up my game when that happened. And so I've worked for, oh gosh, the same job for the last 11 years. Last week I work in a two-person office, and I was a victim of an armed robbery at work last week. Ooh. Do you know what I did the next day? I went to work. So, you know, those females out there with this narrative, they can stick it, you know?
Thank you for cleaning that up. But, no, that's, again.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going to say anything naughty.
I know, no. But, I mean, no, look, at you're not sitting here telling me about all the negative things going on in your life. You go, look, these things happen, and I keep trucking forward.
Right.
I keep moving forward, and I just keep making things happen for myself. So you're not in a pity party. I appreciate that. God bless
you.
God
bless
you.
No, I never have.
Yeah. So we're going to hit a break.
Right.
Oh, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good one.
All right. Beth from North Carolina, I promise I'll get you right after the break because we're going to break now and I don't want you to start and then have to stop again. But, you know, listen to what they're saying here. The deal is this. You don't get anything accomplished. And this, I heard today that this was a continuation of the initial Women's March in D.C. When the president got inaugurated. And I'm thinking to myself, it didn't do any good then. What makes you think it's going to do any good now? And frankly, honestly, seriously, what's your point? You don't know what the point is. And I got to tell you something. We're going to talk about this later on, too. A boatload of teachers skipped class today. They didn't call in sick. They just said, you know, we're not coming. And so all those women that were out there marching for women's rights, I want you to think about something. Do you know the high percentage of women, single women, who had to find a place to send their kid today? How much it cost them to send their child somewhere else because they had to go to work anyway? So you really did them a great service, didn't you? Oh, and let's not forget the taxpayer. Because when you don't show up for work, and the kids don't show up, the school doesn't get their fee per child, and everybody loses. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to go back to the phones and get Beth from North Carolina. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about
about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you were part of the women's outreach, protest, march, whatever, I don't even know what to call it, because I really don't even know what the end result they were looking for was. You know, usually there's a theme. Women's rights is not a theme, if you would. And this, you know, one person says, I just had that up. Where is it? Oh, there it is. The one person in the feed says, it says, what happened? Well, where's the one about, they were looking for somebody who, hold on, I don't protest, guess I don't pass on that. The one who said that they don't know what rights, they're looking for which rights. Okay, that's all right. Oh, here it is. I got it. So Peggy says, I'm just trying to figure out what right I don't have that a man does. And please don't say reproductive rights, because a man has no say in his child if his child is aborted. And you can't argue that one, can you? You could try, but you can't argue that one. Anyway, let's go to Beth in North Carolina, and hey, see if I hit the right button. It works. Beth, thank you for calling.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Very good. So you left your husband at home all alone. You left your work, and you went out there, and you protested because you're not appreciated or something, right?
Yeah, I'm such a pansy woman. I have to go out and whine and, you know, complain. And actually, have you had any Southern women call you tonight?
Not tonight, no. Not one. We did last night, but not tonight.
I can do even better than that. I can do Southern straight woman, because I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is home of UNC, University of North Carolina. And all day long, I see women who are either formerly men and now they're trying to be women, or they're women and they want to be men. I'm totally confused, but I think there's a whole bunch of them that are pushing this women's march, and I don't even know why they're calling themselves women, because most of them don't even want to be women anymore, I don't think. And as a Southern woman, I can tell you that if they want to talk and something that they would have to protest about, That's a whole different world, because the good old boys are very much alive and well. And after staying home with my children for almost 18 years and putting my career on hold and my life on hold to support my then husband in his career, I had pretty much everything ripped apart from me because of the good old boys. And so if anybody understands having to really get out there and fight for what I have now, I got right back up on my feet. I have a successful career. I'm happy in it. I don't need a bunch of whiny, baby, attention-getting women saying that they're standing up for me, because I don't have time for it. I've got a job to do, and I'm not interested in hearing them push off their stupid agendas on me. I am happy with what I do. I celebrate that we have a new president that really does want to do something. He's not a career politician, and I'm very happy with where we're going and really looking forward to getting over the past 8 years by some, you know, talking head, a pretender president. So I'm really disgusted. I think these women, maybe they need to take something for PMS or for menopause or premenopause or whatever their deal is, but shut the heck up and really get back to work and help us get our nation back on its feet from the past 8 years of patheticness. How's but that?
Spoken like a true Southern woman. No misunderstanding there. But you know, but when you listen to them today and you listen to some of the interviews that were going on, there was no point to anything. They want to make sure that women's health rights don't go away. Well, I didn't hear Trump say anything about women's health rights. He did challenge abortion, but he said nothing about women's health rights. You know,
it really doesn't have anything to do with health rights. What they want is to make sure that abortion is still legal, and they want to make sure that their gay rights are not taken away. And so that's what it really comes down to. It has nothing to do with really speaking out for women as a whole. It has to do with their individual selfish desires to make sure that their whininess gets heard over everybody else who really is trying to go forward and make a good, solid life. So this is just a bunch of attention getters. It is so pathetic, and I am appalled that they would act like they're speaking for all of us, because they're certainly not speaking for a whole bunch of us. We don't have time to take off and go protest, because we've got a living to make. We have excitement going forward with what President Trump is actually offering us. And so this whiny business, I think I heard somebody saying that it was either actually women whose husbands aren't paying them any attention anymore, or they don't want to be women. It's just they've got their whole agenda. It has nothing to do with pretty much the standard, if you want to call it standard, you know, the everyday woman in America who's just working hard, taking care of her family, working on her career, or, you know, just trying to live a happy life. They're not speaking for us. They're speaking for themselves. They're completely selfish, whiny babies.
They definitely are speaking for the women from the South. Hey, Beth, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Bye, Joe.
Right. Bye-bye. Let's, I might as well keep going. Let's hit Carol from Newport Beach, California. Carol, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe. So you wanted to know what our opinion is of the International Women's Day today? Right?
Yeah, did you? I mean, did you go out and buy red shirts? Did you go into the parade? Or or did you just? So what did you do today? I'll put it that way.
Okay, so I went to a charity luncheon, I visited a friend in the hospital, and I worked. And I didn't ever really see the point of, you know, a day without women. I didn't think that was necessary. And, I mean, I feel very similar to the previous speaker who was saying that most of us who work really want to do a good job and show up, and I don't know. I didn't feel that it spoke to me at all take the day off.
None of them, there was no point to anything. I mean, they're walking or marching for women's rights to make sure Donald Trump doesn't take rights away from them. But I'm thinking, What rights don't you have? What rights are so fragile that they're going to be taken away from you? I don't know of any.
For some reason, I think they're being fed just a line. Because if you look at Trump's family, right, none of the women in his family have suffered in any way or been sidelined. Or, you know what I mean? They're confident. They're attractive. They're opinionated. It's wonderful. So I don't see him as a person who's going to take away my rights. I don't see him that way.
No, his daughter is a champion for women's rights, and she's not always on the same page
amazing.
As Daddy. He's hired.
Well, you know, I think he is too. Honestly, I do. I feel like a very strong feminist, but again, none of these type of actions speak to me at all. I feel like being a feminist doesn't mean that you're anti-men or that you need attention or that, you know, you need special treatment at all. I feel like men have been some of my best mentors that I've had in my life. It's a very integrated world. I don't feel like it's one versus the other or one topic another.
Now, I didn't need a day without a woman to appreciate the woman in my life, or any woman in particular.
Oh.
I don't do the labels like that. I appreciate every woman around me because they're all, in my mind, they're all a gift from God. They're all created by God. They're all part of His creation.
Yeah.
We're all equal. I don't get it.
I agree with that.
Just lost.
I agree with that.
Carol, thanks for calling. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Is there a woman out there that really, really feels like you're being oppressed? Like you're downtrodden. Like there's no way you can make as much money as a man. Like there's no way that you can do. See, my wife will tell you, I used to get on my girls whenever the thing that they could make me crazy with is just by saying, I'm just a girl. And I would lose my mind. I would never let them use that for an excuse. Never, and I used to, you never let that slow you down or stop you because it doesn't mean anything. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. If you were part of the event today, give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you were part of this protest today in any way, shape, manner, or form, I don't care what it was. Even if you stayed home, ate your bonbons, you went to the store and bought stuff, you got in the parade, you bought a red shirt, or you went to work. Because, you see, here's what happens. If I make comment on this on my own, I will get deluged with emails tomorrow. My box will have 150, 200 emails in it that say, yeah, you have no right to talk about it. You're not a woman. You don't have a uterus. Yeah. If I talk about abortion, I can't tell you how many emails I get. I don't know what it's like to have a baby. I don't know what it's like to get pregnant. I don't have a uterus. Therefore, I can't talk about it. But my question is always the same to those people. If I can't talk about those things, women things, because I don't have a uterus, and black things because I'm not black, then you can't talk about male things, because you ain't got the male thing. Most of you send me emails. So why do you get to get away with it and I don't? That makes absolutely no sense to me. Janie says, I don't protest. Guess I don't pass as 100% woman, the woman that I am. The a liberal actually said to me today, I had to laugh that they weren't even joking, that she wasn't a real woman. So I guess to be a real... So if I had protested along with the women, would that have made me a real woman? Or, never mind. Samantha says, hell no, I didn't go. I didn't go shopping either. I have more important things to do and to worry about than raising my kids to not be like all these crybabies nowadays and attempt to help my husband swap our transmission out. That's good. So we can have a car. I still got up, made breakfast, did dishes, and so on. See, that's a real team there. That's a real husband and wife team there. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. I can imagine. Yeah, I won't say it. It'll be nice. Not about her, but some women, there was no way you could. We know some women. There would be no way they would even go near the car, let alone, oh, no, there's grease on there. I'm not going near that kind of thing. But I do so much enjoy. I enjoy these things because I look at the loons and look at what's going on out there. You know, and I say to myself, can they really believe this stuff? Do they? You're shaking your head, yes. I mean, are they just trying to be part of something bigger? Because when the guy sticks the microphone in their faces, or the reporters, they never really say anything. They kind of dance around the whole issue. So it's always exciting to me to see that. Because you get a real feel for the fact that they have no clues of what they're talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And where's the outrage? I don't even know how to go about this one and keep it clean. I'm going to try. You know, as much as he is very liberal, Jay Leno's wife, I don't even know her name, but she was one of the first ones in the limelight to call attention to the female genital mutilation that was happening in Afghanistan years and years and years. It wasn't like 2 years ago. I mean, I'm talking 10 years ago. And it might even be longer than that. I don't know. But she was the first to call it out. He helped her. He helped fund and support her. That was easy for him. To go back there with teams and help fight this thing. And again, you get no screaming from the left, right? Most of the left is quiet about this. And recently, and this piece was written by one of our people, Kimberly Marin. And she's written a piece about the two U.S. doctors that argue for, they're ready for this one? If you're driving, take a deep breath. They're arguing for legitimacy towards female genital mutilation. Come on, think about that. Yeah, I'm not going to look at any of the pictures. I'm just going to read the stupid thing. Because I don't need any other reason to throw up, right? So anyway, two doctors in the United States wrote a study that actually argues for creation of a lesser type of female genital mutilation in order to be culturally sensitive to those who perform these procedures. So in other words, let's give in to this. Let's find a way to make it happen that's not so ugly. Wait till they get to abortion in this one. Because that's kind of what they've done with that, right? They're trying to make it so it's not ugly. But let's find a way to make this so it's not so ugly, doesn't look so painful, doesn't sound so bad. Right? Because it's all about culture. So where's the woman's rights thing there? Shouldn't a woman have a right to decide whether she wants to keep certain parts and pieces till she's older? So they've written female genital mutilation, or cutting as it's called, all procedures involving partial or total removal of the external female genitalia or injury to the female genitalia organs for non-medical reasons, are what they're trying to approve, trying to make it softer, better sounding, easier to deal with. Dr. Alan Jacobs from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Stony Brook University in New York, and Dr. Kavita Shah Arora, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the Metro Health Center in Ohio, wrote the study in July 2014, but have recently been discussing their findings nationally in the national forum. The doctors refer to the female genital mutilation as FGM. Yeah, makes it easier, right? Or female genital alterations, which is FGA. I mean, this is getting sick, right? They categorize the various types of procedures. They identify these as procedures because they're not surgically necessary. From category 1 to 5, with a 1 to 2 being the alteration types, while 3 to 5 are what they consider unacceptable forms of female genital mutilation, although they appear to call all forms of mutilation FGA. Now, their argument is because it is the norm of some cultures, there are up to 140 million women and girls across the country that have been subject to this. And some of them had pictures of this being done to the girls. You don't have to look. I looked earlier. And and when they do it in the Middle East, there's no anesthetic. There's no anything. It's not surgical. Not the way we think of surgical. And it's a crude outpatient process. But where's the outcry of the left? I mean, seriously, they're so hell-bent, excuse my French, they're screaming and yelling about these refugees need to come here so they can get away. Why aren't they screaming about this? They don't even include this in a list of things that are being done for the reason they have to come here. What are they afraid of? No, seriously, what are they afraid of? Anyway, their argument is that because it's the norm of some cultures, being done to over 140 million women across the country, rather than allowing it to remain legal in the Western world, FGA should be legalized in order to keep migrant cultures from continuing the practice underground. So this is the same thing they do with everything, and yours truly has been saying this for years. We get to the point where when we get tired of fighting something, when we get tired of fighting for something, we just make it legal or we ignore it. So this barbaric procedure, think about this. This barbaric procedure is done, and now you have two doctors who are saying we should legitimize it because we can't stop it, and it's culturally acceptable in some places. And they say it would be safer for girls and women who are subject to this kind of procedure. Safer how? Because you go get it done in a doctor's office? No, they wouldn't. They don't do it now in the Middle East. When certain religious groups, when they do certain procedures, you know they cut off hands for stealing. Did you know that? Now, they don't take them into the doctor and put them under, anesthetic and have a surgery. Yeah, you're going to throw up, aren't you? Have it surgically removed. No, they don't do that. Because that would be too humane, right? I don't agree with the taking off of the hand, don't get me wrong. No, what they do is they get a bloody stump, wooden stump. They put the kid or the person's hand on it. Yeah, go ahead, you can listen. And they take one of those dull knives that they use to cut heads off with, and they hack at it till they get it off. That's how they do it. Right? Hey, there's cultural. Hey, that's cultural too. So, what's going to happen to some of the areas in America that go to that towards that culture? What are you? You're not going to stop that either. You're going to whitewash that. You're going to cover that up. In order to protect female children from serious or long-term harm or some type of non-therapeutic FGA, we must adopt a more nuanced position that acknowledges a wide spectrum of procedures that are that alter female genitalia. So, in other words, to better protect female children, why don't you just leave it alone? Wouldn't that better protect them? Right? Wouldn't that give them the full female experience, if you would? Wouldn't that allow them truly to be a woman, if you would? No. Since they're going to do it anyway. We think they're going to do it anyway. Let's not outlaw it, because we can't keep up with it. Let's make it nicer for them to do. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully you'll come back, too. Look, if you listen on Facebook, you've got to restart right after the top of the hour, shortly after the top of the hour. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee and come on back.